Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The center fielder, Barry Chytrany. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Klaus moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0-for-0 in the game. Chytrany hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman takes first base on ball 4. McEnany moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walker out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Chitrini settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Chitrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Pearson moves to second. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Triando's now catching. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 2 in the game. Chytrany hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McEnany. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards the mound. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheetrany strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 4 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is walked intentionally. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheetrany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 5 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-5 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Chitrini settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-5 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-1 in the game. Staley hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 5 in the game. Chytrany bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 6 in the game. Woodling is walked intentionally. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Pilarczyk moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Boyd moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.